This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. James Pruden is Senior Director of Public Relations with Cotton Incorporated.
To the consumer, we're really trying to position cottonseed oil as the chef's secret ingredient, that thing you can use to make things better. We're getting ready to launch a consumer website that will include recipes and testimonials from chefs who actually use it in their kitchens. The website will also serve as a way of promoting the health-related research results as they come in. And of course, we'll be marrying that with traditional public relations. One thing we're doing that's really fun and wanted to share with you guys is a French fry study. Again, with COVID, everybody's doing a lot of curbside pickup, a lot of drive-through. We wondered whether cottonseed oil might have an advantage to maintaining what I call the structural integrity of a French fry. That is to say, crispy on the outside, soft and yummy on the inside. So we're doing that with a university food science department. The results are still being analyzed, but the top line, as Tom said about cottonseed oil and olive oil, cottonseed oil looks as good as or better for French fries, but the full study results are coming. And basically what we want to see here is in a to-go situation where you've got a styrofoam container or one of those paper containers, whether cottonseed oil will keep the fries from wilting. Nothing more disappointing than that.
Learn more online, igrowcotton.com.